Hello everyone and welcome to the All Racing Podcast. I'm your host Richie and I'm here with Sujit and Anirudh. Okay, the intro is done. Okay.
Hi.
What are the topics?
Space. Today's topic is space.
Speak. Yes, a lot happened in the space sector this week, I guess. Mm-hmm. The most famous one being the NASA rover.
Perseverance rover.
Yes.
And
they even released a photo and an audio from the photo. Looks really good, by the way.
Hello.
Richie, what do you guys think of the photo? Like, I thought the photo was really amazing.
Wait, I was deafened. What are we talking about?
The Mars Perseverance rover.
Oh. Yes, it's very cool.
The photo was amazing. The panorama.
It's kind of like my my logo, like my Discord logo, like the barren land red background. It's very cool.
If Richie, people can't see your Discord logo.
I know. For you guys,
people don't know how your Discord logo is.
It's the Bloodborne logo, the red one, the red moon one. They will look it up.
Don't know about it.
The landing was so cool.
And I think it was launched on Sunday or Monday. Sunday.
Launched
for us, yes.
It landed on Thursday.
For us on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
And, yes, it was on Sunday. Yes, it was launched on Sunday.
Launched or landed?
Launched on Sunday, I think so.
Launched?
Yeah. It landed on the same day, right?
What?
No, it didn't.
No.
It was a 7th month journey. 7th month journey.
Yes, it's from here to Mars. It's a long journey.
So it landed on Sunday. Yes, it landed on Sunday.
Wow, it was a day.
Landed on Sunday.
Hey, and, that's so awesome.
To Mars. That's some good technology.
Very cool. And the first sound of Mars.
The audio was nice.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm just surprised that someone did that before Elon Musk.
Yes.
What? Who was the predecessor?
Elon Musk congratulated NASA team, right?
Yes,
of course.
Which is nice.
They had a drone. They had a drone in the rover, which can.
Yes. A drone was attached to the rover.
There was a drone.
Yes.
Oh. I saw the image.
The rover will
reminds me of Wall-E.
It does, doesn't it?
The rover will drill pieces of Mars's soil and then put
I'll
it in.
I'll send you a picture of the rover. Tell me this.
It's a fine piece of engineering.
It looks like Wall-E. This rover looks like Wall-E.
Well, yes.
Wait, this is animated. Yes, this looks like Wall-E.
This is the animated version.
There are two rovers, right?
And this was thing. What do you call this? Was the drone?
No.
This was the.
Then what is this?
Well, this is the thing that
drone. I guess.
I mean, I know. Oh, this is a landing thing.
When the rover landed,
yes, we are very good with the terms.
And then when the rover landed, the landing thing flew away as far as it can.
Yes, landing thing. This
as far as it could. Okay.
As far as it could.
Wait, let me check the drone. NASA helicopter Ingenuity. Oh, this is the drone. Okay, I found the drone image. Wait. I'll send it to you.
If you guys are thinking what we are talking about, just look up NASA Mars
drone, NASA drone, and all that stuff. See, yes. You can see this is the drone's image.
The drone looks like a
which looks very futuristic.
It is very futuristic.
The body looks very futuristic. The body of the thing. What do you call it? The body of the drone.
Yes. It is very futuristic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, okay. So I think that's all for this topic. Moving on to the next topic.
Dogecoin, everybody.
Dogecoin.
the cryptocurrency that was made as a meme is now a real cryptocurrency. Fully
not really. People are still looking at it as a meme.
It is a meme still, but you can use it. You can use it on Reddit now, right now, if you have Dogecoins, obviously.
Let's try it.
Let's buy some Dogecoins.
So Elon Musk tweeted something about Dogecoins, and he just keeps on doing that stuff. And after he tweeted, the prices just went 25%.
Yes. Whenever Elon Musk tweets about something, or mainly Dogecoin, it just goes up and down.
Oh wait! I was just looking for the tweet, and I just realized that I have liked this tweet.
Oh, you have seen it.
How yes, much I have is... seen this, and I have liked this tweet, which I'll send it to you guys. If you are wondering, it's Elon Musk tweet titled literally on 24th February 2021.
Okay. Yes. Now Anu. Anu.
How much does one Dogecoin worth?
I don't know, actually.
I think it's quite expensive. Almost a lot of cryptocurrencies are expensive.
It's not even a dollar.
Oh.
I think.
So it's not even 80 rupees.
Well, it was supposed to be a meme, so it's a currency now. Okay. At least it's something.
Dogecoin. Wait, how much is it in?
The total market value would be
11 rupees.
Oh.
Bruh.
Oh, no. That's 3 Dogecoin to INR is 11 rupees, and 1 Dogecoin. Is 3.70 rupees.
What is that in dollars? Wait,
that's
0.70 rupees. That's very less.
That's okay.
In dollars.
And what?
Let's
what's the worth of Bitcoin.
So let's buy Dogecoin now.
Yeah, the Bitcoin is too expensive. Dogecoin is our shit.
I mean, no, we don't have 25 lakhs.
34 actually.
Oh god.
So if you convert 34 for our international viewers, if we have any. If you convert 34 lakhs, that will be around 3 million.
For one Dogecoin.
One Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. That's expensive.
Yes.
So let's invest on Dogecoin.
Let's boom that price.
How do you invest in Dogecoin?
Just buy some stocks, I guess. That's the most you can do.
Let's see.
Tweet about it like Elon Musk.
How to buy Dogecoin? How can I buy it? Cryptocurrency Dogecoin can be purchased.
How can I buy Dogecoin? While he's reading about Dogecoin, I would like to tell you guys something about our listener support. You can click the link below in the description to go to our listener support and help us for the betterment of this podcast. Why did I stutter there? I do not know. So if you guys want to see this podcast go in higher limits, I guess you can donate to this podcast. Okay, Anu, go on.
$0.050133.
What?
0.050133
dollars.
Yes.
Of one Dogecoin.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Oh, well, it was a meme for like a day or something.
He meant
for like a week.
Podcast data. So what's the next topic? Is there anything about Dogecoin?
No, you are supposed to give the next topic, right?
Wait, I want the how much is pound? Wait, pound to kilometer.
Oh, okay.
1 pound equals to 0. What's 4 pounds? Ah, the
Hey Sujit, why are you muted?
The drone from the Perseverance rover was 2 kgs.
What?
It weighed 2 kgs, just 2 kgs. To be precise, 1.81437 kgs.
Whoa, that's pretty less.
I know. So let's talk about life.
Yes.
Rishi, what's your favorite planet?
It would be Jupiter.
Why?
Or Mars.
Why?
Because it's gaseous and it's spectacular to look at. I think every planet is spectacular to look at, but it's just the biggest one.
Ask me what my favorite planet is.
Okay, what is your favorite planet, Anu?
Let's see. I think it's Venus. It's very normy, but I like Venus.
Yes. They say it's the most beautiful planet ever. I don't know who they is, but they say it.
The people of India.
The people of Mars.
The people of the Earth. When will...
Yes, Earthians. Or humans, I guess. So, what is the next topic?
Collide. Wait.
No? How dare you not give us the next topic, Anu?
Okay. It's the Andromeda Galaxy. Do you know about the Andromeda Galaxy?
Astromeda Galaxy?
Andromeda.
How do you pronounce it?
Andromeda.
Oh, the closest Andromeda. Galaxy to us. Our closest what? Galaxy.
Yes. What's except gonna happen to us way. After like 4 billion years?
4 billion years. It's gonna collide.
And
with spectacular view.
So cool. Do you know that when it will collide, the Earth will survive?
Yes, because it's very likely to hit us. Any of the planets that are going to
it's not collide with very us. It's not likely to hit us. It's not very likely to hit us.
But it's two galaxies, because, you know.
Listen, because the stars and the planets are so far apart, it won't. Yes. We won't notice it. We'll notice it, because the sky would be a mess.
Yeah.
For a couple of million years. Or
million years. I was thinking you were gonna say days, couple of days.
And I don't think the human race will still survive.
The sun will swallow us whole.
Uh-huh.
I think the sun will have its. So
we will
huge
die
state.
Before the sun swallows us.
Yes, we will die, not the mankind.
The human race will die before the sun swallows us.
How?
The sun is getting hotter and hotter. From the heat, we'll die.
Oh, yes. But it's not going to be that long of the heat death and the sun swallowing us. And
then again, something... I think... after 4 billion years, we'll find a solution to go to other planets.
Yes, intergalactic space stations or solar system travel or even galaxy travel. That's too advanced. Fun fact, you can't even imagine how large the galaxy is. It's not a fun fact, everyone knows that, but
we'll never be able to
visit every speck of the galaxy.
Yes, because it's moving, it's continuously moving far from us.
Yes. So how advanced we are, we can't travel the whole galaxy.
We can't get out of our local group. Do you know what the local group is? A bunch of galaxies makes a local group.
Our universe, I guess.
No.
You can say.
No.
Oh,
the local group is a two or three galaxies make a local group.
Oh. That means what are the other three? Andromeda is one.
The
Milky Way galaxy is one.
Andromeda. There's Milky Way. And
that's our
our galaxy and Andromeda galaxy, and there are a couple of other galaxies that makes our local group in which we live in, and we can't get out of that local group because everything is moving away.
Yeah, the galaxy is spreading out. Do you know why the galaxy is spreading out and the three causes of the end of the universe?
One reason I know which helps the universe to continuously expand is dark matter.
Yes.
Wait.
For everyone who is listening who doesn't know anything about dark matter is the matter which helps the galaxy expand, but we don't know anything about it. We just know there is something that helps it expand.
Dark matter has gravity, but we don't know where it's coming from.
Yes. But there's something there.
But there's something, but it's not visible.
Yes.
The universe is dark matter and dark energy.
Yes, yes.
That's
almost what was the percentage again?
What?
There was a certain percentage of the universe which is dark matter.
Percentage. Let me Google it.
Okay. Here's the three ways the universe can be destroyed. This is a video. This was in a. How much?
27%.
Oh, 27%.
The matter we know and that makes up all stars and galaxies only accounts for 5%.
Oh, what? Only 5?
Yes. No. Yes.
And the other 70 or 60% is just empty space.
I think, I don't know.
Whoa.
What percentage of galaxy is dark matter? I think it's what percentage? Where did Sujit go?
He's busy. He's doing something.
Milky Way is dark matter. 95%.
Oh, 95.
Milky Way has 95% of dark matter.
Then what was the 27% that you just told?
I think it's the universe, I think, or the known universe. The observed universe, I think. I don't know.
Oh.
I can be wrong.
So here are some hypotheticals, I think. If the not hypotheticals, the theories that how the universe can end or will end.
The first one. The heat death, no?
There are three.
Okay, go on.
The first one being, including dark matter, is the Big Rip. The Big Rip, which is when the universe is expanding on a increasing speed, right? When that speed exceeds the speed of light, which is going to happen in mathematical terms, it can happen, but I don't know if it will physically happen. But if it exceeds the limit of light, then every littlest molecule in the entire galaxy, in the entire space itself, will tear apart, because the physical laws of science is broken. That's fascinating to me, because there's something wrong with it, it will just break apart. And the other one is the Big Crunch, the tug of war between gravity and dark matter. Is that if dark matter wins, the Big Rip will happen, but if gravity wins, it will collide every single atom molecule to each other, making a ginormous bomb which can lead to the death of every star possible or known to mankind, which includes black holes and neutron stars.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know neutron stars are compressed exceeding the limit of black, I don't think exceeding, but at the limit of it becoming a black hole, but it's not a black hole. It's still matter.
Is time real?
How did you get that? I was talking about something else.
He just asked a question which is completely out of what we were talking about.
Near a black hole, the slowing of time is extreme.
Yes, there are like two ranges of the black hole. First is, it's like a whirlpool. First is the space behind it. It's like light, turning the light. Is the word used turning?
The light around the black hole is the brightest thing, brightest light in the universe.
But if it goes inside the whirlpool, or here, the black hole, it literally becomes the darkest thing known to world to mankind. That's so cool. So cool. My mind is blown. Help me.
January. When will the sun explode?
Yes, you want a exact time or something? When will the sun
calculate it, right?
No, we can't calculate that. No, we can't.
I mean, we can't, but humans, I think, can.
I don't think we have calculated it yet.
When will the sun die? That's the question.
Five billion years.
But in about 5 billion years, the sun will run out of hydrogen. Our star is currently in the most stable phase of its life cycle and has been since the birth of our solar system. About 4.5 billion years ago, once all the hydrogen gets used up, the sun will go out of this stable phase.
Oh.
In 300 million years or less, may become very inhospitable for life. In 300 million years, the life in Earth will be very difficult to continue on land. So creatures or the organisms have to return to the sea. As for humans, we may adapt to living on the land. Or we may decide to leave the planet. Damn.
I think we will decide to leave the planet. Because I don't think Earth is going to handle any longer. So, here's another news. Sujit just left. he said he's having some problems and he can't join the call. So, we have to do this.
Let's discuss something about Minecraft. Minecraft?
It's such a dumb decision. Like, from space, intergalactic space to Minecraft. Wow, dude.
Minecraft.
So, you want to talk about black holes and shit?
Okay.
Our intellectual mind can handle this crap. Wait.
Yes.
Let me go to the Reddit r/ as an intellectual.
It got boring.
No, it didn't. Black. You think that's boring, bruv?
Hole.
Area.
Black hole. Black hole. Black hole. Hole, hole.
Oh, I got some black holes, right?
Oh my god, Rishi. Gravity is so strong because matter has been squeezed into a tiny place. Ah, what's the mass of a black hole?
It depends, right?
Of course it depends, but
in between our galaxy, I think it's like 1 million or something suns,
and while significantly only range about solar masses. What's solar mass?
Solar mass, I think it's sun. One sun is a solar mass.
A solar mass m is a standard unit of mass and nationally equal to 2 into 10 to the power 30 kgs.
Whoa, how much is that?
Wait, let me bring up my calculator.
Intellectual.
You have to multiply 30 times.
I know what a to the power means.
Okay.
Yes, calculate.
No, I won't. It's a waste of time.
What do you mean it's a waste of time?
A solar mass is a mass of the sun, or more precisely.
If you guys want to listen to what we are talking about, or don't understand what we are talking about, I will link a channel in the description. It's great. It will help you a lot. And it's just a cool channel.
Why do we exist? What is our purpose in life?
That's philosophical. I don't think that's space. That's about space or anything.
Okay, why do we exist just to suffer?
Every night.
Another belief says that the life is a gift to living beings to experience different things in a journey. Some believe that we exist. Wait, what's... Okay, sorry. Rishi, what is your purpose? Why do you have life?
Why do I think I exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to suffer.
This just got philosophical. I'm 14. No, I'm not. Never. I will cut
this
that out.
14. I'm 14 and this is deep.
I'm 14 and this is deep. And I think I would say for
quantum physics.
Dying. My brain's so big it can't fit itself.
Why do we exist?
I will go to r/. I'm 14 and this is deep. Okay. Let's read some stuff here. Tetris taught me that when you try to fit in, you'll disappear. That's deep.
How were Theodore and Franklin? Theodore. What are the two planets closest to the sun? Wow, this is so dumb.
Yes. Why are you asking that?
I'm looking for... Why do we put candles on top of a birthday cake?
Because that's sad. Birthdays are sad. I'm just gonna say it. Okay, here's another deep thing. Bottled water companies don't produce water. They produce plastic bottles. Now, that's deep.
And another thing, the expiration date on the bottle is for the plastic, not for the water.
Oh, deep.
Yeah.
We're just reviewing Reddits at this point.
Who wrote the alphabet song? The song was first copyrighted in 1835 by the Boston-based music publisher Charles Bradley and given the title The ABC. A German air with variations for the flute with an easy...
We're doing anything at this point. We don't have any news.
Well, yes,
There's nothing happening last week. Nothing much happened.
Many people died. Many people recovered from COVID-19. Many people had birthdays.
For like the last year. Well, apparently, yes, but... Daft Punk died.
Died.
The band died. The person who was making the song died.
Well, it's a duo. It's a duo.
Yes.
It's a duo.
Yes.
Daft Punk. Let's talk about anime.
Gnomes, your friend is not here and I don't watch anime.
Well, why do you think anime is so popular?
Because the art style, I guess. Because of the soundtrack and art styles, anime is popular. What do you want me to answer?
Wait, what's the topic? Join our Discord server.
Oh yes, we have a Discord server.
Well,
you can join us there.
Where do we give out the links? Link, invitation link?
In the description, I think.
Okay, paste it there. Why is Minecraft so expensive?
Now that's a question. It's not expensive technically. Minecraft is.
What do you mean?
For 9 years, for us it's expensive.
Well, yes.
But for 9 years, it has been pretty consistent.
It's expensive for everyone.
Normal games cost like 3,000+ rupees, which is like $60+.
Even for the people in the West, it's expensive.
No, I'm back. Sorry, I had to leave.
Get this back.
For a few minutes, I had some work. I'm back now.
Okay, Sujit, let's talk about your personal life. Sujit, what did you do today?
Good question.
Nothing.
Wait, are we over with our topics? Then maybe we can move to the Ask Reddit segment.
Actually, we did a very big and smart thing. We didn't cover any topics.
Wow, nice.
We were just talking about space and shit.
Oh, nice. This is
how does she
on the complete topic of our podcast has not changed. We were supposed to talk about
Loki,
and now we are just
wasting
our time.
Starlink, Starlink thing.
Let's talk about the Starlink thing. Apparently, a French village denied permission for Starlink. They denied installing antennas there.
What's Starlink?
The thing that Elon Musk is doing.
Yes, what is
that's enough
Starlink
for you to know.
Starlink is a satellite being constructed
I can see you're very prepared for
I
this.
See.
Yes.
Okay. So Elon Musk is
everyone listening, this is the proof that we our podcast is not at all scripted or planned. This is our podcast is completely unplanned and it's just weird.
Assume we stutter a lot.
Starlink is basically Jio, right?
Yes.
It's trying to do
a French village basically denied installing the antennas for the Starlink. And the reason was, and I quote, "This project is totally new. We don't have any idea of the impact of these signals."
Oh, they're scared. 5G, oh no, coronavirus. It's like the control.
How
can I get Starlink internet?
And Starlink? As a precaution, the municipal council said no.
No, Elon, we are not going to let you put things on our country.
One person said, "Social networks, internet, they exist already. Why do we need to go look for the internet on the moon?"
Oh,
I mean that kind of seems like a challenge to Elon Musk to me.
Good one. You're dumb.
That sounds like a challenge to Elon Musk.
It's not a challenge if he can do it.
You're challenging me if I can find internet on moon. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll do it and I'll show you.
Another person said the risks from the electromagnetic waves is something we have already seen with high voltage power lines. Disturbed lots of farms in the area.
They're just trying to be safe, which is I think better for them. If anything,
I understand. It's their village. They can.
Yes.
They have the complete choice of installing or not installing it. And I also understand their way because their point of view, because Starlink is a completely new thing which almost nobody until a few days ago knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Me as an example.
Maybe, yes, you just got to know about.
Chandrayaan 3.
Okay, I think we're done with the topics. Okay, our segment of Ask Reddit.
Wait, Sujit. Chandra, Anu
was trying to introduce our topic and you just... Sorry. Okay, let's...
Okay, sorry. Go on.
Okay. Chandrayaan 3 was delayed. Okay.
Yes, delayed till
questions.
2022. Yes, no discussion on that.
Okay, let's discuss.
I mean, there's not much information, but other than the...
It got delayed because of Corona.
The ISRO chief said that it is likely to be launched in 2022 and will not have any orbiter unlike its predecessor, Chandrayaan 2. So it's okay. It won't be an orbiter mission. It will literally go to moon. Yeah, not.
It will land on moon.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, it will literally go land on moon.
Do they? Is there? There are people inside. Yeah.
That's no. Chandrayaan 2 was launched on July 22nd, 2019, which was. Which created history because it was the first mission to the dark side of the moon, the reverse side of the moon, which is not visible from Earth.
Yes.
And yes, that was even though there were actually two parts of the mission, right? The orbiter mission and the ground mission. And even though one of them failed, it still is an achievement because no one has ever been to the dark side of the moon before.
And we did it on our first try.
Yes.
And so will Chandrayaan 3 have people inside?
That's not confirmed yet.
Okay, let's go to the next.
I mean, today, this week we had a lot of space-related news. We had the NASA Mars rover, we had the audio and photo from Mars, we had the Chandrayaan 3 delay, we had the Elon Musk's Starlink's deny, and yes, there was a lot of things related to Mars, I guess, related to space, I guess.
When you left, we were just talking about space, we didn't have anything else. It's like topics, who needs it? So, Reddit ask, or ask are Reddit. We going to
ask Reddit.
Reddit. What is a common skill you can't seem to master?
What
is a common skill you can't seem to master?
Football,
I can't master football, playing football.
Football is not a common skill.
It's a common hobby, but not a common skill.
Okay.
A hobby and a skill is different.
Communication.
Oh yes.
Yes. We are totally not good at that.
Communication, leadership, organization.
Leadership.
Sheep.
On the sheep.
Sheep.
Negotiation.
So, talking about the sheep thing. Have you guys ever shown the sheep?
Yes. Yes.
The
was my child.
That was a really great.
I hated the dub.
Yes.
The original one with just the sounds were.
The original one did not have any sounds. It was just the It did not have any dialogue. It had only the
sounds.
Sounds. Did not have, yes. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay, we are passing 40 minutes. Do you guys want to wrap up?
No, let's talk about anime.
For those who don't know, last week when we were recording, we had after the recording, we had a 1 hour talk about everything.
I had to edit a full hour of content because you guys were just talking about whatever.
Well, we were talking about anime, so it was.
Well, this is not
what stupid rule at your work or school backfired beautifully?
The whitelist on our school. We have a blacklist, right? To show how which students are doing bad, we thought it would be a good idea to create a whitelist to show how good other students are doing. It failed miserably because we just had a freaking quarantine
It did not work, so you can't say if it backfired or not.
Well, no one used it. It was there for like 15 to 30 days, I think. It was something around there.
Okay. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay. Ask one more question.
Have any of you guys have had speech impediment? This is not from Ask Reddit. A random question. Have any of you guys ever had speech impediment? Pronunciation problems?
Yes.
I just had one.
No, like not words pronunciation. I'm talking about letters. Like I was not able to pronounce S before. I used to pronounce S-H-S-H.
S as...
No more. I don't remember any. I
used to say my name as Shujit, not Sujit. Which is...
Sushi.
I couldn't pronounce S. That's a very bad thing.
When we wrote Hindi, I forgot some letters. How did you write this letter? I suddenly forgot what the letter was like.
What the letter looked like?
Looked like.
Okay. That happens to me too.
Sometimes. That used to happen to me. No, it does not happen anymore.
Well, now I don't write Hindi anymore.
Let's leave Hindi.
We'll fail this time. We'll fail.
Yes.
I don't know about Sujit, but I am going to fail.
Okay, we should wrap up.
Okay, bye.
I don't have any problem with Hindi. So.
Hindi.
Thank you guys for watching. If you like this,
punch the like button in the face like a boss.
Let me do the outro properly. Thank you for listening to this podcast, this week's episode, everyone, and thanks for tuning into a podcast every week. If you enjoy the podcast and want to donate, you can go ahead and donate in the link in the description, and you can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, and hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Share it with them.
Bye-bye.